welcome to the world, human life, right? And yet, at the same time, what we're here to do is to operate from a level of spirit that knows that we have the option to choose how do we work with life. How do we open ourselves to experience the power of the life that is divinely inspired within us and create that stress-free zone within ourselves? Now, we know in unity that we understand we operate with the power of the divine mind, with divine ideas flowing through us, with the ability to choose who is it that is experiencing and who is it that's perceiving and who is it that's expressing our expression, our life here, and what thoughts are we thinking? What thoughts are we thinking? And do they create stress or harmony? Peace or stress? Tension or freedom? You know, we have an opportunity to determine we are in a free will zone in life. We have the choice to choose the thoughts we think and therefore create beliefs that are in alignment with a higher realization of a perception that moves us beyond being active in the world and being triggered by everything out here or triggered by everything in here because of old patterns. Family history, ancestral patterns, belief systems that served us at a particular time, maybe created a sense of safety and security, and yet then become a block to our freedom. You know, when the Israelites went into Egypt, it was because they were starving. They were seeking support to be able to gain life, and they gained life through their travels into Egypt at that time. Food that was scarce and they were starving, right? So we will take on different beliefs, different ideas, different ways of being in a given moment because it's what we need to answer the hunger, the thirst of our soul, or maybe the thirst of our life out in the world. But as we grow and awaken in spiritual awareness, as we change the vibrational frequency of our world, our inner and our outer world, then what is it we're hungering and thirsting for? What is it we're willing to feed in that journey? Where is it? Because that which became what was their freedom at the moment then became that which enslaved them. The Israelites ended up enslaved over time. Have you become enslaved to your own thoughts, to your own belief systems, to ideas that you held or decisions that you made in the past? You know, we make decisions without even always being conscious of them. You know, how many of you have had times where you've had a healing around some kind of an idea that you took on as a child and you didn't even realize, and suddenly you saw it, that you decided this meant that, and therefore, oh my gosh, I'm going to live my life from this fear. I'm going to live my life in this way to stay in a place of safety. And then suddenly we reach a point where no longer is that belief keeping us free now or safe. Now it's keeping us in bondage to be able to be free to live our lives fully, to enjoy each moment, to be stress-free and relaxed as we walk into the world. I work with a frequency system that's very interesting. It's called a Healy. Anyway, it works with frequency to do healing, and they came out with a new program recently. And the program is for homeopathy psyche, the psyche of homeopathy and how it works. And so when you run the program, it scans you and your frequency at a quantum level, and it tells you what's going on, and then it works to help balance it for you. And one of the things that showed up for me, which I didn't really like reading, but but I got to look at, right? Isn't that the way life does? It shows us the things we're wanting to not see. And it was talking about that I create stress, okay, out of a need to perform because of the fact that I took on responsibility too early in my life. Now, I was stunned when it said this. I thought, well, how did it know that about me, you know, and how true it was, right? But I thought, wow, and so where is it I create stress for myself because I believe I need to show up a particular way? I need to show up and prove how good I am, or I've taken responsibility on for so long, I don't know how to relax into life, right? So therefore, the thoughts that I think, the way that I operate, create stress for myself that wants to be balanced, that wants to be healed. I thought it was such a powerful statement, and it really got me looking at, because I was noticing, you know, we all know that when we are dealing with health challenges, a lot of it, it's exacerbated by whether we are relaxed, in a relaxed state in life, or whether we are stressed. And stress creates different hormones in the body. It creates different cycles of thinking. You know, post-traumatic stress disorder is really you get into a cycle of thoughts where you're hooked into a cycle and a whole loop that you can't seem to get out of, that is very deeply embedded and starts to affect everything in your life because you're operating from this stress response to an environment that was not supportive in that moment, that created a stress reaction. There are many things that create stress reactions in our lives, right? But the key to us is that we have the power through the transformation in our mind. Now, we may go seek help from those that help with things like post-traumatic stress disorder, but in our everyday life, we actually can notice the thoughts we're thinking and then begin to choose something different. Wow, why am I thinking that? Is that creating tension in my body? Notice in a moment. See, we are given this guidance that says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we know in Unity, one of the great principles we teach is that the renewing of our mind is that we create our reality with the thoughts we are thinking and the beliefs that we hold. And the place where we then create feelings of harmony or distress in an everyday moment. We operate from a place of fight or flight or freeze, or we come to a place where we begin to relax and allow life to move us. See, life itself, the universe itself, God consciousness, Christ awareness, whatever name you want to give to this, Buddha or Krishna consciousness, is working with us in every moment to bring forth the highest good, the most benevolent outcome. All right, everybody breathe that in. What if that's true? Everything is conspiring on your behalf. But when I put a thought that rejects the situation, that fights against the world out here, that says I don't trust what is occurring in my life or in the world at this moment, I immediately create resistance and I create a stress reaction in myself, in my thoughts, in my body, in my feelings. My temple becomes a place where the hormones are firing off like crazy and everything feels like a threat, right? When I'm in that stress mode. Everybody breathe. Let it go. Let it go. It's that we are in this opportunity. We are in a time of such transformation and change in our world, and it's affecting our inner and our outer experience. We're experiencing that there is an awakening, an opening to an awareness that allows us then to have a quicker and easier transformation at this time. Are you ready for that? Yes. A quicker and easier ability to let go and allow a universal consciousness to move us forward. Before the service today, there was so much high energy in here. People were bouncing off the walls. It was quite fun to see. But it was that there was this, there's an energy that is shifting, that is awakening, that is moving us, that is lifting the frequencies on our planet, the vibrational opportunity for us to access and transform quicker than ever patterns that we've held for eons. From our ancestors, from our families, from our lifetimes, if you believe that way. There are many ways that we are being given access to shift patterns. Not just, oh, what I've done in my life. Yes, there's that. And so therefore, I can forgive myself. I can open up to a new way of believing about what's possible in this moment. But it's literally giving us a place where in an instant, we can have major transformation. Now, we are in a time of change happening in our world, no matter whether we like it or not. All right? So how do I choose to think in this moment? What do I believe about it? What is happening for me as I let go and allow myself to relax into life and trust that good is happening? What do I think differently when I believe that? Right? What do I establish as the ground of my being? Is it that I am established in truth and I worship truth? You know, like we sang this morning, I believe truth is what I'm focused on. I'm finding truth. Now, truth has been something pretty relative in our world, hasn't it? And things are being shaken up with things we've believed, whether it's coming out with all the new UFO information. And are these other life forms benevolent? We aren't quite there yet talking about that, but it's coming. And we get to choose. We've been taught to be fearful of life, to be fearful of the unknown, to be fearful of the very thoughts in our own mind. What if we become the observer and just notice? We step back from ourselves and notice, is that thought making me feel alive and good? Do I have well-being because of that thought? Or did I just create tension for myself with that thought? If my thoughts are a choice, what if I chose a different thought? What belief is running that thought underneath it? Is that belief true? Is it really true? Or is it something I've bought into and just gone unconscious and automatic in the way I operate in the world? We are being invited to be conscious, more conscious than we've ever been, of our inner experience, because that's the place where the Christ light, the Christ consciousness, the divine life in us is informing us to be able to shift and open ourselves, live heart-centered, wholehearted, not afraid of being wholehearted and trusting in the world out here and in the world in here. See, it all begins inside out. What we believe and understand in our own inner being is that what then gets created. Now, we know that we individually have a certain amount of influence. We have influence on ourselves, our lives, even our loved ones, because when we change who we are being and what we believe, there is a different level of light that literally emanates from us and begins to lift up those around us. Have you noticed one person who has an uplifting consciousness, who affirms you, who says, who reflects back to you how magnificent you truly are and how that will change your experience and your feeling? Why is it there was so much energy in here today as we came in? There was so much excitement of seeing one another, looking into each other's eyes again, seeing our smiles, feeling the divine light and divine life and divine presence in each and every one. And as a result, we all get lifted in that energy. So we are being invited into this time to understand what the power of that is. See, this was the example that Jesus demonstrated. And one of the powerful places he demonstrated that, as our way shower and teacher, he was teaching us how to work with the Christ within us. Well, in Matthew, one of the things that occurs, and I want to share what happens, this is a verse that's often misunderstood. It's about the time that he condemned the fig tree. You all remember that in the Bible? All right, and it's like, why did he condemn a fig tree? Poor little fig tree. You know, I remember having that thought. Did you have that thought? Yeah, what's wrong with that? You know, but when we start to understand the deeper meaning and significance, so right before this passage, Jesus is going through the last days before going to end up being celebrated and then crucified, right? So in this, he is in a process, as we all are, of cleansing and opening himself to the higher experience of the divine that is moving through all of life. But it requires we cleanse this temple of our mind, this temple of our being by the thoughts we're thinking and the stress that we're creating for ourselves. He, in this passage right beforehand, he had just come from cleansing the temple. Now, we all know this is one of the times that Jesus got mad, right? He got angry. He overturned the tables. He represented that in us that says no more. No more am I allowing this in my consciousness. No more am I allowing myself to pollute myself with false ideas, with thoughts that don't serve me. And as a result, I have to cleanse and I have to turn over those thoughts and turn them upside down. Those thoughts that have kept me in bondage cannot be in my temple, right? That is the presence that he was coming from. And he goes out and he spends the night in prayer and he comes back into Bethany. And it says, in the morning, when he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the side of the road, he went to it and found nothing on it but leaves. Then he said to it, may no fruit ever come from you again. And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed, saying, well, how did the fig tree wither at once? Jesus answered, truly, I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown to the sea, it will be done. Whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, you will receive. Whew! This is a powerful message. So what does that fig tree represent? It was not fruitful. It was a tree that was planted in consciousness that did not bear fruit. Do you have any of those trees in your consciousness that are unfruitful, that are things that occupy your thoughts, occupy the way you're creating stress and living your life, and they are not fruitful in the way that you desire to move mountains, to move forward in your life, to live from a higher consciousness and create a world of harmony internally and externally? So what has to happen is we uproot those. And once we've cleansed that temple of recognizing the places we're living from false ideas and false beliefs, you'll begin to notice those things pop up that are so like this tree that's planted there that, oh, this belief system doesn't want to go, right? This idea of how I've viewed the world or viewed myself in relation to it, boy, that one, this is how I am. Right? We carry those in us. And those are the fig trees we've planted that are unfruitful. And we are being called by our faith, by our prayer, by our awareness to say, oh, I can see now what I'm doing. I just had a thought that created stress for myself. Interpreted the world as against me instead of for me. That interpreted life as being hard instead of being in flow. Interpreted that somehow I'm not enough, rather than the realization I'm a divine spark of the universe here to move those mountains, to live from a higher awareness and transform my truth, my beliefs, my thoughts into something that's a higher calling, a Christ awareness within me. When I live from that, those fig trees that are not fruitful, they get uprooted and thrown into the sea where they're dissolved in the salt water. Maybe you need to take a salt bath. You know, it's an idea. Sometimes it helps dissolve that stuff away, right? You know, and what we are learning in this process is how do I create that stress-free zone? That I live from a place of I am a temple of the divine. I am a presence of divine life, divine light, divine awareness. And every thought that I think is either in alignment with that and creates good fruit, that when I'm hungry, I eat of that fruit. So when I go and I'm hungry, I'm seeking awareness of the God consciousness in me. I'm seeking a higher realization in this moment that I have fruit that I can pluck from the trees that I have planted that are fruitful, those that bring me to a higher awareness, that bring me to a greater experience of peace and harmony. And I walk through the world not worried about how I'm performing or what that means or this or that. I just relax into life and I'm myself. Right? In this moment, exactly as I am, right? That's what we are all learning, to bring that balance back and uproot those old thoughts. So I wish for you this day that you are aware of the opportunity that is before you, because we are in a time where it doesn't have to be so difficult. Okay, everybody, breathe that in. What's that? What if that's a new belief? What if that's a new way of opening and thinking at this time? It doesn't have to be hard. It can be easy and it can be fun. Everybody practice. It can be easy. It can be easy. It can be fun. It can be fun. Oh, my God, I can be happy. What a thought. You know, what a possibility when I'm living stress-free. Then I just enjoy whatever shows up. It does what it does, but it doesn't choose how I am, because I know who and what I am as a divine light and a presence, and I'm not confused by those trees that are fruitless. I go to where I am fed and nurtured by the divine life and spirit within me. And I hope that is true for each one of you as you find that divine life and begin to live in the joy and the harmony and the peace of your soul. We are creating a new world, and we are doing it together because we understand the power of transforming and renewing our mind. God bless you, friends. Have an awesome, awesome week.